It bothers me if something like this remains pending.
Do not carry around such a burden. Instead, sit down one day for an hour and do collective pratikraman for all your faults towards whomever you did atikraman. Do not go around with the weight of an unfinished task. Such knowledge about pratikraman has never before been disclosed to the world. The world has never read or heard of such knowledge before. What happens when I make people sit and do pratikraman? One is made to recall the faults from childhood onwards and wash them off with pratikraman by seeing the pure self of the person against whom the errors were committed. In doing such pratikramans that take a couple of hours, a large portion of your major faults are erased. Then the pratikraman process is repeated, this time recalling the more subtle, followed by the subtlest. Then practically all faults are wiped off. In the two-hour session of pratikraman, all the mistakes of this life are washed off. When you make a firm decision not to repeat such faults again, that is called pratyakhyan. When you sit down to do pratikraman, you will experience the nectar from within and you will feel very light. Are you doing pratikraman? Do you feel light? That is a sense of freedom when you do? Are you doing pratikraman intensely? Recall everyone and do their pratikraman. Start digging and looking for your faults and do pratikraman. As you start, you will recall your faults and you will begin to see everything clearly. If you kicked someone 8 years ago, you will see that incident too. How do these events come into your recollection, when otherwise they do not come even if you try to recall them? The moment you begin your pratikraman, a link is established. Have you tried even once to do pratikraman for your whole life?
Yes, once I had, Dada.
Still, when you come to see the roots of your major mistakes, you will experience a lot of bliss. If you do not feel bliss when you do pratikraman, it means that you have not learned to do it properly. A person is not human when atikraman occurs and he does not feel any sorrow or remorse.
What root of our major mistake are you talking about, Dada?
Before, you could not see any mistakes at all, could you? The mistakes you see now are your tangible mistakes. You will see even beyond this level.
Are we talking about the subtle, very subtle, and extremely subtle levels?
You will continue to see your mistakes. When you do pratikraman for your entire life, you are neither in the state of liberation, nor are you in this worldly life. When you do pratikraman, you are actually watching a documentary of your past. During this time, there are no interruptions from your mind, your intellect, your chit, or your ego. Your entire internal mechanism of mind, intellect, chit, and ego is silent. During that time, only prajna, which is the direct force of the self, is working. The pure self is not doing anything. When mistakes are made, and they are not recognized in alert awareness, they become concealed and build up in layers. These layers continue to grow, and at the time of death, a summation of all these mistakes takes place in the final hour. It is because of the light of jnana that you are presently able to see the faults committed in the past. It has nothing to do with memory.
Does pratikraman have any effect on a soul, that is, the self?
No effect whatsoever can touch the self. There is no effect on the self. There is absolutely no doubt that the self exists. It reigns beyond the boundaries of memory, and that is why you are able to go beyond the memory. The self is a storehouse of infinite strength. This strength is called prajna shakti, which can break through all the layers from the core of the earth. By doing pratikraman, you become filled with a sense of freedom, and that freedom is freedom from all attachment and abhorrence. All animosity is naturally broken, and it does not matter if the other person is not there for your pratikraman. Your pratikraman does not require his endorsement. When you committed the faults, no witness was present. You commit most of the faults against people in their absence anyway. In essence, although their very presence has precipitated these faults, they have not endorsed them. The endorsement came from your internal attachment and abhorrence. Someday, if you are sitting alone and you start to do pratikraman, the experience of the self will begin to solidify from within. The taste will arise. This is the experience of the self. When you begin to see everyone in your family as faultless, then you will know that your pratikraman is true. People definitely are faultless. The whole world is faultless. You are bound by your own mistakes, not by theirs. When you understand this, you will be able to resolve everything.
Dada, it is absolutely resolved in my mind that this whole world is faultless.
That is called your conviction. It has come into your conviction that the world is faultless. But how much of this is in your experience? It is not that easy. You can say that it has come into your experience when you maintain this conviction even when mosquitoes, bedbugs and snakes surround you. This conviction will remain. When you see faults in anyone, it is your own mistake. You yourself are at fault, and for that, you must do pratikraman. In my conviction and experience, the world is faultless, and this is evident in my conduct. You, however, do not have the same experience. You still see faults in the world. You have to do pratikraman when someone does something wrong to you, because you see him as being at fault.
Does atikraman ever occur if one remains in the awareness of his pure self?
Yes, you can have atikraman as well as pratikraman. If you feel that you did not stay in your pure awareness and went off on the wrong track and started seeing the world with the eyes of Chandulal, then you should do pratikraman for losing the awareness of the self. Taking the wrong path is a waste of time and energy, and there are no repercussions from this because it does not hurt others. And so pratikraman is not necessary. You still have one more life to go, so you need not worry about this for the time being. But those who absolutely want to remain in their awareness should do pratikraman. I rarely ever use this vidhi. I did a vidhi to wash away faults of countless past lives of Mahatmas. It was an hour vidhi of pratikraman in which everyone's ego was dissolved. I used to do this vidhi of pratikraman once a year. There were about 300 people or more that wept intensely after the vidhi. All their internal enemies were dissipated. Even the husbands prostrated at the feet of their wives and asked for forgiveness. The bondage of so many lives was washed away. In Aurangabad, a major vidhi had to be performed each year to purify the minds of Mahatmas and their relative selves. The very moment this vidhi was performed, everyone was purified. They were not even aware of what confessions they made in their letters to me, but they would write down everything. The moment they confessed to me, they surrendered to me and became one with me, and as a result, their inner strength grew. After your confession, I would come to know your faults, and I would continue to do vidhi for those faults. In the present time cycle, is there any shortage of any faults? In this time cycle, you are the one at fault if you look at other people's faults. You should be looking at others' positive qualities, not at their faults. What virtues does he have? In this age, there will be no virtues left. Those with virtues are elevated Mahatmas. All those close to us and those in proximity of us have been with us in past lives and are together with us even now. They are considered our spiritual colleagues. It is with these very people that we have bound vengeance with over lifetimes. If both the sides did pratikraman, their accounts would clear very quickly. Do not forget anyone. Vengeance is bound more strongly with spiritual aspirants who are your colleagues, and if you do face-to-face pratikramans, your faults will be washed away. This is the kind of pratikraman we did in Aurangabad. Such pratikraman has never been done before anywhere else in the world.
Everyone, including the aristocrats, was crying, Dada.
Yes, what happened in Aurangabad was amazing. They all wept intensely. Even just one such pratikraman done throughout an entire lifetime would be adequate.
Where else would you find such prominent people crying? It takes a very rare person to make them cry.
You are right, they cried a lot.
That was the first time I witnessed such prominent people cry so openly.
They cried openly and fell at the feet of their wives. You must have been there. Did you see all that?
Yes, Dada. I have never seen anything quite like this before.
It could never be anywhere else. Nowhere else is there such an akram vignan, such pratikraman. There's nothing like this.
And nowhere else is there such a Dada.
Yes, nowhere else is there such a Dada. Not having done true alochna is what becomes an obstacle to liberation. There's no problem with the faults. With true alochna, no problems will remain. Alochna has to be done to a Gnani Purush who is all-powerful. Have you ever confessed your faults in this way? Who could you confess to? Without doing alochna, there is no liberation. Without alochna, who will forgive you? The Gnani Purush can fulfill all one's wishes because he's not the doer. If he were the doer, then he too would bind karma. But because he is not a doer, he can do whatever he chooses. You should do alochna to your guru. Your final guru is your Dada Bhagwan. That is the self that has awakened within you after Gnan Vidhi. I merely show you the way. Now that I have shown you your final guru, he will continue to answer your questions, and that is why he is Dada Bhagwan. However, until he takes over being your living internal Lord, you may consider this Dada and the Lord within as your pure self. When he becomes established within you, the answers will come from within. Ultimately, he will be fully enlightened. If you hide things from the Gnani Purush, it will hinder you. People do pratikraman in order to bring things out into the open. That man brought so much baggage with him, and he came here to confess everything. What happens when you try to hide things? Your faults will remain hidden and they will double. You ought to have the same familiarity with pratikraman as you do with a woman. Just as you cannot forget a woman, in the same manner you cannot forget to do pratikraman. All day long you should keep asking for forgiveness. You should make it a habit to ask for forgiveness. But instead, you make it a habit to see faults in others. You should start the sacrificial fire of intense pratikraman for whomever you have had excessive atikraman with. You have done so many atikramans and all these problems you have are because you have not done pratikraman. This pratikraman is my most subtle discovery. If you can understand this discovery of pratikraman, then you will not have any problems with anyone.
Dada, my list of faults is very long.
If it is long, then for the 100 different kinds of faults with just one person, you should do collective pratikraman.
It will be better if this drama of life comes to an end quickly, Dada.
Why do you say such a thing?
You were in this town for 20 days, and I was not able to come to even one of your satsang, Dada.
Do you have to bring your life to an end for that? You have come to know Dada Bhagwan through this body of yours, so you should be indebted to it. You must take care of it. You have to take whatever medicine is necessary to take care of it. It is through this body that you have met Dada. You have lost countless bodies. All of them were wasted. This body has become a friend because you met Dada through it. So look after it. Tonight, do pratikraman for having spoken this way.
Understanding the principles behind pratikraman.
When we become engrossed in the activities and workings of the relative self, our awareness becomes shrouded, and consequently, we are not able to discharge our karma completely. The realization comes later on. So is there a way to do pratikraman for this, so that we can discharge the karma?
When you do pratikraman, your karmas will become lighter. When they come again, they will be even lighter. But if you do not do pratikraman, then the same burden will return with the same weight. All these are discharge karmas, and through repeated pratikramans, they will become progressively lighter and then end.
You say that atikraman is neutral, that is, does not charge karma for Mahatmas. So why is there a need to do Pratikraman?
Pratikraman is neutral, but when one becomes engrossed in it, he plants the seed, that is, a cause for a new karma. If you do not become engrossed during Atikraman, then you do not create any causes. Atikraman in itself does not do anything. And with Pratikraman, even when you do not become engrossed in it, it will give results. You are the knower of when Chandubhai becomes engrossed, and also when he does not. You, that is the self, never becomes engrossed. It is the mind, the intellect, the chit, and the ego that become engrossed, and you are the knower and seer of these.
If Chandubhai becomes engrossed, then we have to tell Chandubhai to do Pratikraman, right, Dada?
Yes, Chandubhai has to do Pratikraman.
Dada, is it possible to do Pratikraman in dreams?
Yes, you can do Pratikraman very well. The Pratikraman you do in your dreams are better than the ones you do now. Right now, you do them quickly. But whatever work gets done during the state of dreaming is very methodical. It is also very good when you see Dada in your dreams. You can see Dada better in your dreams than you can in your wakeful state. This is because dreams are a natural and spontaneous state. And here, this state of wakefulness is unnatural. In the karmic path, when one becomes self-realized, there is no Pratikraman for him. After acquiring the self, Pratikraman is considered poison. For us, the self does not have to do Pratikraman. We make Chandulal do the Pratikraman. Because this is Akram Vignan, there is still a lot of baggage left inside. When you do Pratikraman for the person you have wronged, do you know which self in that person you are referring to? You are not doing Pratikraman to the relative self, but the pure self. You are doing Pratikraman and asking for forgiveness because of the transgression you have committed against that person in the presence of his pure self. Therefore, you are asking that pure self for forgiveness. After that, you are not concerned with his relative self. Pratikraman is done by the ego, but it is prajna that prompts the ego to do Pratikraman. The subtlest of faults with the name Patel do not escape my observation. None amongst you can tell that these faults are taking place, because they are not visible.
Dada, can you also see our faults?
Yes, I can see all of them, but I am not concerned with those faults. I am instantly aware of them, but my vision is directed towards your pure self. It is never focused on the unfolding effects of your karma. I am aware of everyone's faults, but they have no effect on me. Even those who are liable for a punishment for their karma are also worthy of forgiveness from me. This forgiveness is spontaneous and natural. The person does not have to ask me for it. People become pure wherever there is spontaneous forgiveness. Where people are required to ask for forgiveness, that is the very place one becomes impure, because egos are involved. Where the forgiveness is spontaneous, everything becomes pure. As long as there is naturalness within me, no Pratikraman is required. This would also apply to you if you were to become natural as well. The moment one loses the natural state, he must do Pratikraman. Whenever you look at me, you will see naturalness. I always remain in my natural state, the pure self, and that never changes. After I give you this Gnan, I also give you the 5 Agnas for your protection, so that you stay as the self. And if you remain within these Agnas, you will attain liberation. In addition to this, whenever Atikraman occurs, you must do Pratikraman. If you forget to abide by my Agnas, you must do Pratikraman. To forget is a human quality, but do Pratikraman nevertheless. Do Pratikraman in this way. Dada, I forgot to abide by your Agnas for the last 2 hours. I want to follow your Agnas. Please forgive me. Then you will be forgiven. This is Akram Vignan. Vignan means that it is a science and therefore it gives immediate results. Where there is no need to do anything, that is called a science. and wherever one has to do something, that is all relative religion. The thinkers amongst you will wonder how, without doing anything, they have managed to acquire this Akram Vignan. That is the beauty of Akram Vignan. Akram, without Kram. Jai Satchidananda.